As a follower of Jesus Christ, there's probably one thing that I'm concerned about the most in my own life that could be a danger if I don't avoid it.
作为一个耶稣基督的门徒，我觉得我自己有一个有一点我最怕，就是如果我没有逃避的话。
The danger is that I don't want to look at God's word as if it's idealistic.
我所提的就是说，我不要看神的话，就像是一个理想的一种ideology.
There you go. In other words, it's not something that just paints a picture of the way that it should be or could be.
神的话不是只是一个美好的图画。
I have to be careful that God's word just doesn't become a hopeful goal, because when it becomes a goal, it becomes optional.
我希望神的话不是像一个只是一个我们所期望得到的目标，因为如果我们把它当成一个所期望得到的目标，那么就变成是一个我们可以选择做或不做。
For to be, I won't use the word idealistic, but I just did. I want to say that it's more than just looking at his word and seeing the whole issue of sin and saying, well, if I live up to it, it's okay. If I don't, it's okay. It's just a goal.
就像我们看圣经，看神所赐的话语。 我们关于犯罪的事情，我们可以说：“Well，如果我犯了罪，那没有关系；我如果不犯罪，那也没关系。”
If I look at it that way, then everything becomes optional, even forgiveness.
那如果我把神的话语当做是这样看的话，那么许多事情就是好像我们可以做也可以不做，做得到可以做不到也没关系。
Divorce, remarriage.
比方说，原谅，或者是离婚、再婚的事情。
Sex before marriage.
或者是在婚前的性行为。
Giving and being generous.
或者对穷人有慷慨的心。
Trusting God.
对神有信心。
Walking and living in the fruit of the Spirit.
或者是生活满有圣灵的果实。
If I view the scripture just as a great goal, then everything's optional.
我如果把圣经的话语当作是一个目标来看的话，那么许多事情我们都好像是一个可做可无的。
And yet the one thing that scripture talks so much about, the one we hear and know the most, is love.
但是在圣经里面，我们常常听到的一件就是爱。
And yet it seems to be the very one thing that God commands us that's practiced the least.
但是这好像就是我们基督徒，我们神所叫我们做的事情里面，我们做的最少的一件。
He tells us in his word that we are to love him with our heart, our soul, our mind, all of our strength.
因为他告诉我们说，我们要尽心、尽性、尽意来爱神。
Literally, we are to love him with our whole being.
说起来就是我们要尽我们整个人的这个一切来爱他。
And we are to love others as we love ourselves.
那我们要爱别人如同爱自己。
Sounds great.
听起来很好。
But surely God couldn't have meant it literally.
但是 我相信我们常常觉得说，神大概不会真的是这样一五一十的这样要求。He
must have dangled it out there as a lofty ideal, never expecting us to fully do it.
他必定是把它当成是一个很高尚的一个目标，崇高的目标，但是我们其实都达不到。
Right?
是不是这样子？Wrong. 这是不对的。
It's not the way it is.
这其实不是这样子。
The truth is, God's word is realistic and practical.
真实的来讲，神的话语是真实的，而且是实际的，可以实用的。
We'll start this now. If when you're done, kick me, and then I'll know you're done, and I won't interrupt you.
Okay. But I have to practice love. Okay. I won't kick.
That's you. Right. Well, kick me in love. I didn't say hard. Just nudge you. God asks us in His Word to do many things.
神在透过他的话语，他要我们做许多的事情
that truly are impossible for us to do on our own.
但是这些事情对我们来讲，其实如果靠着我们自己的力量是达不到，做不成。
So therefore, I want you to look in your Bibles again at Galatians 5, chapter verse 13.
所以我要你再从今天的读经加拉太书第五章第十三节再看。
For you are called to freedom, brothers, only don't use this freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but serve one another through love.
这边我们读说，你们蒙召是要得自由, 只是不可将你的自由当作放纵情欲的机会, 总要用爱心互相服侍。
Paul speaking to the Christians at Galatia, also speaking to us, calls them to this freedom.
保罗在这里就是对加拉太的弟兄们，也是对所有基督徒，叫他们要用爱心互相扶持。
It's a freedom that could only come through Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God.
因为这个自由是只能从耶稣基督得来的。
It's a freedom that came through Jesus' blood that was shed on Calvary.
因为这个自由是透过主耶稣基督 在哥哥他山上所流的血。
For Jesus Christ has liberated us from the law.
就是耶稣基督把我们从律法的捆绑中释放。
The law in itself was to show us and point out what sin is.
其实律法只是告诉我们说, 罪是什么。
And Jesus liberated us from the law, which was an ideal.
耶稣基督把我们从律法里面释放出来，因为律法就是一种理想的法定。
An ideal because in our own strength we cannot live and fulfill the law.
因为如果靠着我们自己的能力，我们没有办法成就这些律法。
I don't have the strength nor the power on my own to fulfill the law.
自己没有这种能力。 或者是权柄来成就这个律法。
And Jesus liberated us from the law into freedom.
And 耶稣基督把我们从律法里面释放, 让我们成为自由的人。
And it's freedom that is the reality that God wants us to experience.
但是这个自由就是一个很实际的东西，很实在的东西，就是主耶稣基督神要我们经历的事情。
And yet the scripture warns us not to use our freedom to indulge in the flesh.
但是在经文里面这里警告我们不可将我们用我们的自由当作放纵情欲的一种机会。
That freedom is God's grace.
因为这个自由是神的恩典。
And the grace of God was never meant to be used as a doormat.
那神的恩典不是放在我们门前的那种地毯一样。
Grace does not give me the freedom to live the way I want to live and keep coming back to Him and saying, forgive me.
神的恩典不是让我们来滥用的，不是像我们这样拿，我们想要的时候就拿来，然后我们做不到的时候再去跟他要。
Grace is not a license to sin.
换句话说，恩典不是犯罪的一个执照。
But grace sets me free to do what is right.
从另外一个角度就是说，恩典就是让我们有这个自由来做我们应当做的事情。So
therefore, God says, serve each other through love.
所以在这里我们读到说，神告诉我们说，总要用爱心互相扶持。
He's not talking about eros love between a man and a woman.
他不是在讲说男女之间的这种爱。
He's not talking about philios love between two friends.
他不是讲两个朋友之间的爱。
But he's talking about agape love, God's love that we are to serve one another in and through.
他是在讲这个神对我们这种爱，我们要用神爱我们的心来互相服侍。
Look what else Paul writes in Galatians 5.
那我们看在第五章，保罗又写了什么呢？
For the entire law is fulfilled in one statement. You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
因为在第十四节这边讲说，因为全律法都包在爱人如己这句话之内。
But if you bite and devour one another, watch out, or you will be consumed by one another.
继续他又讲说，你们要谨慎，因为你们如果相咬相吞，恐怕要彼此消灭。
So in Jesus Christ, we are free to love unconditionally with the love of God.
所以在主耶稣基督里面，我们有这种自由，能够互相彼此相爱。
It's a love that has power to change things.
And 这种爱就是有这种能够改变事情的能力。
It's a love that has the power to change people.
那也是一种能够改变人的。
And it has the power to change the way we see and treat people.
And 这种爱也是能够让我们能够改变我们如何看待彼此，如何对待彼此。
No strings attached.
没有任何的其他的要求。
There's no law against this love.
没有任何的律法叫我们不能用这种爱来相爱。
Free to be filled with. And free to give.
我们有这种自由，浸浴在这种爱里面，也有这种自由来给予这种爱。
But what does it look like when we choose not to love and to serve each other with God's love?
但是如果我们不是用这种爱来彼此服侍，我们如果选择不用这种爱来生活的话，那么结果是怎么样呢？
Look at the strong words that Paul uses.
那么看保罗所说的这句话。
Bite.
他说,
Devour.
相咬相吞。
Consume.
他说要彼此消灭。
Sounds like some kind of cannibalism.
好像有点像食人的这种主义。
And Christians, somehow, when it comes to this area that we're talking about this morning.
但是基督徒，当我们谈到这件爱的这件事情的时候呢，
It's not the world destroying us.
其实我们想想，不是外面的世界来消灭我们。
We're destroying each other.
我们是我们基督徒之间彼此消灭。
When we bite with our mouth,
当我们用我们的嘴去咬东西的时候，
When we devour with our mouth,
当我们用我们的嘴去吞东西的时候，
And consume one another,
然后互相消灭，
It's done through sarcasm and caustic remarks.
是透过那种 sarcastic remarks.
There you go. And sarcastic and caustic literally means to tear flesh like dogs.
那就是像狗咬住人，把人的肉撕掉的那种咬法。
It means to speak bitterly.
就是用非常苦毒的话语来说。
Like the frost bites and nips at your skin.
那种冰块在你的嘴里面咬住你的嘴巴里面的皮肤
，like Jack Frost，
like Jack Frost，
yeah. Stinging，
会刺痛。
It literally means to eat away and destroy living tissue，
会把我们的里面的这种细胞吃掉。
The scripture tells us that the tongue holds the power to life and death.
圣经里面告诉我们说，我们的舌头，是有控制生死的力量。
So Paul warns us that to not walk and live in the spirit of God's love will cause us to destroy each other.
所以保罗告诉我们说，如果我们没有照着圣灵的引导来行事的话，我们就会彼此消灭。
It destroys people.
会消灭弟兄姐妹。
Marriages.
会消灭婚姻。
Families.
家庭。
Friendships.
朋友之间的友情。
Churches.
教会。
Nations.
甚至国家。
In Proverbs 10.
在箴言第十章。
Verse 12.
我们刚刚读了第十章第十二节。
God reminds us that hatred stirs up conflicts, but love covers all offenses.
在第十章十二节，我们说恨能挑起争端，爱能遮掩一切的过错。
Because the truth is that love has everything to do with being a true follower of Jesus Christ.
因为事实上，爱就是跟从主耶稣基督的一切。
The thing that we need to realize is that true love, God's love living in us, will never embarrass.
我们要了解，真正的爱从来不会让我们感到困窘。
We'll never take advantage of.
我也不会因为爱别人而被利用。
But it always protects.
但是它爱总会保护我们。
Love always covers all offenses.
因为爱能遮掩一切的过错。
Love wraps around like a blanket.
就像一块毯子，把一切的过错都包在里面。
It acts like bark to a tree.
就像这个树皮一样，把树包在一起。
Skin to a body.
皮肤对我们的身体来讲，就像皮肤一样。
And to whatever it is that wraps an egg roll.
或者不管你是用什么东西去包你的这个蛋春卷。
What is it? Rice?
春卷。
What is it?
I don't know. Flour?
Flour?
It's made of
rice
flour.
Yeah. That's what it does. It just covers it, wraps it, and protects and keeps what is in there safe.
就像春卷饼一样。
It's like a shell.
就像一个壳。
Plaster.
一层外面的。
To each other.
把我们保护起来。
Are you a blanket?
你是一条毯子吗？
Of love to your brothers and sisters in Christ.
你的爱，你有这种爱，就像一个毯子，包容所有一切的东西。
It covers all sin.
因为爱遮掩一切的罪。
All offenses.
遮掩一切的冒犯。
Willful.
不管是有意的。
Premeditated.
预谋的。
Deliberate.
故意的。
Love protects.
爱能够保护一切。
One of the greatest dangers in the church
在教会里面最危险的一件事情
is when we start to take up other people's offenses.
就是当我们来面对其他人的对你的冒犯的时候。
Because when we do that, the spirit of love can't reign.
因为当我们对别人冒犯被别人冒犯的时候，我们如果像迎敌一样起来面对的时候，我们所有的这个保护都失去了。
Does it kind of sound like maybe just a goal that I wish I could be filled with love? I wish I could love everybody? Because the truth and the reality is, when I look at my own life, I don't.
你觉得爱就像一个目标吗？ 我希望我能够爱所有的人，就像一个很崇高的目标。 因为我自己看我自己的生活，我没有办法达到这个崇高的目标。
God's love is not some lofty goal for our lives.
但是神的爱不是一个崇高的目标。
Matter of fact, there is no excuse.
其实没有什么理由可以不照神的话语来做。
Because in the Gospel of John, Jesus even prayed.
因为在约翰福音里面，我们看到耶稣基督这样子祷告。
That we would be filled with the same love that God has for his son.
耶稣基督说，他为我们祷告，说使你所爱我的爱在他们里面。
And the scripture teaches us that Jesus, when we are true followers of him, lives in us.
那圣经里面也教导我们说，我们如果真的成为耶稣基督的门徒的时候，我们跟随主耶稣基督的时候，他就住在我们里面。
I'm not saying that we will be perfect.
我并不是说我们会完全。
I'm not saying that we won't fall short in sin.
我也不是说我们从来不会犯罪或者犯错。
For when we do and we sincerely repent and confess, God's amazing grace comes and forgives.
因为如果我们犯了罪，而且诚心诚意地认罪的时候，神就会赦免我们。
But never meant to be abused.
但是我们不能够放纵我们的情欲。
But to be valued and treasured as an amazing gift.
但是我们，因为我们必须把神的恩典、神的赦免。
Because the truth is, love is the greatest evidence of Jesus Christ in my life.
因为我们这个真理就是耶稣基督的爱，这个爱就是耶稣基督在我里面的一个最好的证明。
Here's the best way to take a temperature of your spiritual life.
这就是我们如何用，我们可以用这个当做是一个属灵的温度计来量我们自己。
My vertical relationship with Jesus Christ.
我跟耶稣基督这个垂直的关系
will be shown in my horizontal relationship with my brothers and sisters.
会透过我跟我的弟兄姐妹。
My question for you this morning is, if you had a little gauge on your body somewhere,
所以我今天的对你们的问题就是，如果你有一个量度计在你的身体里面，
where's your love level?
你的爱的这个量度是多少？
Unity is when we love each other, just not in words, but also in deeds.
合一是当我们能够彼此相爱，不只是在嘴巴里面彼此相爱，而且在行动上彼此相爱，才能够达到。So
how's your love level at home?
你在家里面爱的温度计是多少？
How's it at school?
在学校里面。
At work,
在工作上,
in your marriage,
在你的婚姻生活里面,
what's the love level in the church?
你在教会里面, 我们这个爱的温度计是多少?
Because people are watching us every day.
因为人们每天都看着我们。
They'll know us not by what we say.
他们看着我们。 他们对我们的了解不是透过我们所说的，
but by how we live，
而是透过我们如何生活。I'd
like you to stand with me just for a few moments，
请各位跟我一起站立。I'm
going to ask if you'd bow your head and your heart，
请你低头。
After the response of him, we're going to have communion today.
今天我们回应诗歌以后，我们会有圣餐。
Paul exhorts us to examine ourselves before we come before the Lord's table.
保罗要我们在守圣餐之前，我们要自己反省。
And the question is, do you love God with your whole being?
所以我的问题就是我的所要问的问题就是你有没有尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神？
Are you loving your brother and sister as yourself?
你爱你的弟兄姐妹如同爱你自己吗？
Just in a few moments of meditation, would you let God speak to your heart?
我请你闭着眼睛思想这个问题，让神来跟你说话。
If you need a fresh infilling of God's love this morning,
如果你觉得你需要重新被神的爱装满的时候，
as we sing the response of Him, you come and you stand in the front and you pray and you ask God to come and fill you afresh and anew with Himself, with His Spirit, with His love.
今天早上，如果你觉得你需要神再重新充满你，给你新的爱，给你更多的爱来充满你，那么你在唱这个回应诗歌的时候，我请你到前面来。
And others may want to
为这件事情祷告。
And others may want to come and pray that this would be a church that would be known by its love.
其他人也可以就为这件事情祷告，祷告说神让这个教会成为一个爱的教会，让所有周遭的人都知道这个教会是一个爱的教会。
Lord Jesus, as we sing,
亲爱的主耶稣，当我们唱这个回应诗歌的时候
，And I need to respond to you.
我需要对你做出回应。
Give me the courage and the strength to step forward.
求你赐给我勇气。跟力量，让我能够走到前面来。
And to ask the one who gives so generously.
And 求你慷慨的赐给我们。
And that's you, Lord Jesus.
求你，主耶稣基督，你慷慨的将你的爱赐给我们。
Amen.
Amen.